Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Metzora, One Affected by Tzara'at. Week 28, Fourth Aliyah. When you enter the land of Canaan, which I am giving you as a possession. Leviticus 14, verse 34a. Aren't diseases from Satan? This text says that the Eternal can put a mark of leprosy on a house. The Eternal is the one who guides and puts order in His creation. Nothing happens without Him knowing or keeping watch. It's true that He has left much responsibility to the angels and to men who were created in His image and likeness, and they are free to choose obedience or disobedience. But Hashem created that freedom in creation's superior beings, and that's why He has full ability and authority to use that freedom and guide everything according to His own thoughts, which are much above His creatures' minds. The Eternal governs even evil. If evil comes to your home, it's because He allowed it, not because He wishes it or is pleased by it, but He simply allows it. In spite of rebellion among angels and men, eventually everything has to serve a divine purpose. Even evil may serve the Eternal. He is much, very much more intelligent and aware of everything to be taken by surprise or failure. Angel and men's sins are no surprise and represent no problem to Him. He dominates the world, and He created a world which even dares to rebel against Him. But He will eventually show that He governs everything, and that everything, absolutely everything, would have served His purposes. There have been many tragedies in individual cases, and a large part of the created beings have fallen and gotten lost forever. But that doesn't mean that He isn't glorified through everything. If He puts a mark of tzara'at on a certain house, it's because He has a purpose with it. Disease may serve the Eternal's purpose. All the evil or negative things that may happen to us can serve for a good, if we know how to face them correctly, that is. We can't blame Satan for bad things that happen to us. The Eternal is a lot greater than Satan and won't allow Satan to do anything that isn't within His limits. See the book of Job. If we are experiencing problems in life, we must seek the solution in our relationship with the Eternal through His grace. If you have problems with Satan, you must speak to the Eternal, not with Satan, because it is the Eternal who gave His angel permission to cause you trouble. When Paul was attacked by an angel of Satan, he went to seek the Eternal's help. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 and 8. Dear disciple of the Messiah, your Heavenly Father has everything under control. Absolutely everything that happens to you is covered by Him. Whenever you have trouble, seek the solution in Him. He wants to help you in everything. He loves you so, so much that He is willing to send plagues upon you when you behave incorrectly. So you repent and seek Him. Keep your heart close to Him all your life. Take care of your heart. Don't allow anything or anyone to pull your heart away from your Heavenly Father. Be in love with Him always. Shalom.